sanctuary, there is a stillness in the atmosphere. Come and lay down the burdens you have carried, for in this sanctuary
there is a sweet anointing in the sanctuary.
There is a sweet anointing in the sanctuary. There is a sweetness in the atmosphere. Come and lay down the burden. Say He is here. He is here to break the yoke and lift the heavy burden. Oh, He is here. He is. Bless the broken. Come and lay down the burdens you have carried, for in the sanctuary God is made. There is a sweet anointing in the sanctuary. There is a stillness in the atmosphere. Come and lay down the burdens you have carried, for in the sanctuary He is here to break every yoke, yeah, and lift the heavy burden. He is here. He is here. God is here to heal the homeless heart and bless the broken. Come and lay down the burdens you have carried, for in the sanctuary God is here.
Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad He's here this morning? Praise the Lord. Our gathering would be in vain if He wasn't here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's turn in our Bibles to Psalm 116. Praise the Lord. Amen. We'll start at verse 1 and read down to verse 14. Scripture says, I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice and my supplication, because He hath inclined His ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live. The sorrows of death compass me, and the pains of hell hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore have I spoken. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Heavenly Father, truly we are the beneficiaries of all you have accomplished, Lord, in our land by shedding your blood upon the cross and rising again. Father, we're so grateful, Lord God, that we are able, by the blood of Jesus Christ, to come into your presence, Lord, being washed in that blood. Now we have access, Lord, to your mercy, access to the throne of grace, access to our God. And Father, you hear our cry, you hear our prayers. Every time we call upon your name, Lord, we receive an answer, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to receive your answer, whatever it may be, yea or nay, Lord God, for you know what's best for each and every one of us, and you care. It's because you care, Lord, you tell us no sometimes, because some things are harmful to us. But you have called us into your presence, Lord, and we love you, Lord, and we just want to express our love to you, Lord, and worship just now. Inhabit the praises of your people. Anoint Brother Joel in a special way this morning, that he may come, Lord, without fear or reservation, Lord, and preach the gospel as you laid it upon his heart, Lord. Anoint this congregation, Lord, not only to give praise to your name, but to have hearing ears and a heart to believe. We love you, praise you, and thank you, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord another hand. Clap of praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To praise the Lord, I command my body to praise the Lord. I command my body to praise the Lord. I command my body to praise the Lord. Say, body, you got to praise the Lord. Say, body, you got to praise the Lord. Say, body, you got to praise the Lord. Say, body, you've got to praise the Lord. I command my hands. I command my hands to praise the Lord. I command my hands to praise. Hands. Oh, yeah. I command my hands. Say hands. Command my feet, yeah. I command my feet to praise the Lord. I command my feet to praise the Lord. I command my feet to say feet, praise Him. Say feet. I command my heart to praise the Lord. I command my heart to praise the Lord. I command my heart to praise the Lord. I command my heart, say heart. Heart, praise faith. I command my mouth to praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I command my mouth to praise the Lord. I command my mouth to praise the Lord. I command my mouth to, say mouth, praise Him. Say mouth, my mouth. Say mouth, you got to, my mouth. Hands, say hands, you got to, say hands, you got to, say hands, say feet, you got to pray, say heart.
Amen. It's not a hard thing to do. When God has done something for you, you can't help but praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship with one accord. Every praise is to our God. Come on, every praise is to our, every word of worship. Every praise is to our God. Say every praise is to our God. Every word of worship, every praise, is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah. Every praise, say, is to our God.
Let's sing it now.
Say, God my Savior, God my healer, God my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. God my Savior. Yes, amen. God, my Savior. God, my healer. He's my deliverer. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Say every praise. Every word of worship.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Every breath, every word of worship, every praise, every praise is to our God. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Will you see me dancing every praise? Will you see me shouting every praise? I got to praise Him every praise. I've got to praise Him every praise. I've got to thank Him every praise. He's been so good. Every praise, He's been so kind. Every praise, that's why I praise Him. Every praise, because He's worthy. Every praise, every praise, every praise, every praise, every praise, every praise is to our God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. You may have your seats. Praise the Lord. Sister Rebecca, will you come this morning? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, put your hands together. Worship Christ Jesus, our King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Before time began, you are on your throne. Yes, you are God right now, right now, and right now. In the good times, in bad, you are on your throne. Yes, you are. Lord Jesus, there's no other God but our God. Hallelujah. He is the Most High God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have your seats if you can. Sister Rachel. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. What do you have to fear? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. No words. You were not created to worry.
Amen.
Amen. You were created to depend on God. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Rebecca. God bless you, Sister Rachel. How many appreciated those specials? Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. Amen. That devil was working this week. We got a testimony coming back, a praise report, because of what the enemy was trying to do this week. Brother Stephen writes, thank you all for your prayers. My grandmother, Ann Green, has been in the hospital since Sunday. She is 104 years old, and the doctors were counting her out. But just like God didn't count Sarah and Abraham out, he didn't count her out. She is breathing on her own again and eating. I know we serve God who heals. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. He's a God who changes not. If he healed before, he can heal again. Praise the Lord. God did that thing. Praise the Lord. Amen. He healed Brother Devin's mother. Praise the Lord. She's in the house of the Lord today. Hallelujah. God heals. God heals. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I believe one of the songwriters said something. My soul gets happy just talking about the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. We don't have any written requests. Amen. We want to pray for our pastor and all our brothers and sisters. Amen. Our prayers have continued to keep Brother Caleb back in the back. He's back in the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Amen. He's traveling the world and he needs that traveling mercy and grace. And God has kept him. Amen. Sister, we have any announcements? Praise the Lord. Amen. Happy birthday, Brother Gary. Praise the Lord. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. We love you and God bless you, my brother. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother's prayer will be Tuesday at 7:30. And we want to continue to pray and make ready for the tent meetings in Okeechobee, April 27th and 28th. They'll be at 7:30. Praise the Lord. We're going to ask the brothers to come at this time. We'll take up this morning's tithing and offering.
Thank you for allowing us to be here again, Lord God. We just pray, God, you just bless the remainder of our service, God. Bless our servant, Lord God, that came so far, Lord, to preach your word to your people, Father God. Lord God, just pray, Lord Jesus, you bless the offering. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Also remember, we have Bible study on Wednesday night. Amen. Everyone that can attend, please come. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks. Oh, give thanks to the Holy One. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the say I am rich because of what the Lord God did that thing. Hallelujah. Say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich because of what the Lord. Hallelujah. One more time. And now say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You may have your seats.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to try to sing this song. I have never actually opened my mouth to sing the verses. I've always sung it out in the congregation, the chorus. So I'm very nervous about this. It's a little song called God is My All in All. So I'm going to need y'all help. I might get a little nervous. These knees already shaking. Feel like I'm getting married again. That's what I'm saying. Got my knee brace on and everything. You want to start or you want me to? I'm scared. God is my protection, and God is my all in all. God is my light in darkness. God is my all in all. God is my joy in a time of sorrow. God is my all in all. God is my today tomorrow. God is my all in all. God is the joy and the strength of my life, removes all pain, misery. God is God is, you know that God is, oh, God is, my God, he is,
God is.
Yes, he is. God is. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And sometimes he gets to be so real to you. Amen. You want to know that God is. Amen. Amen. I'm sure Brother Devin's mother knows that God is. Brother Stephen's grandmother knows that God is. When the doctors give up on you, you want to know that God is. Hallelujah. Amen. He is this morning. We feel him amongst us this morning. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to move out of the way and ask Brother Joel to come this morning. Let's sing this little chorus as he come. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. It was his grace. Amen. That went to moving in our land and started touching bodies. Praise the Lord.
Amazing grace, how sweet. Like me.
Aren't you thankful for that? Glory to God. Amen. You know, the Bible says that there's no respecter of persons with God. Amen. You know, we never want to get lifted up in ourselves. I was just talking to Brother Troy just a few moments ago. And, you know, many of us were raised in this message. Many of us don't have the scars and the things of the world. But you know, friends, even though you're living a good life now, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you've got to get it. Because like I said, there's no respecter of persons in God. You have to receive it for yourself. Sin is sin. Hell is hell. Amen. Heaven is heaven. God is still God. Amen. So don't just think just living a good life and doing pretty good is good enough. Without Him. I was here just a couple of years ago, and Brother Jack sang a song, and he sang it for me, and it's a song that takes us back to our heritage, Brother Troy. It says, I'm going all the way. I'm going all the way. I'm not going halfway with Jesus. I'm not just going to take maybe a half a step for Him because I don't want to end up in hell. I don't want just fire insurance. I want the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire in my life. I want Him to come in and thoroughly change me from head to toe. Amen. I want all that Jesus Christ has for me. He saw me in my sin. He saw me where I was. Just a backslidden message boy. And at 20 years old, he said, I'll take that one. He set the hook. And friends, I never look back. I don't want what the world has for me anymore. Jesus said, I offer you life. And I offer it more abundantly. Oh, it's going to be wonderful when we get there. It's going to be good when you get there. But friends, why? Because you're going to have more of the Word than you have ever had before. Oh my, don't ever underestimate that. We certainly love each and every one of you with the love of the Lord, and we're just thankful that Brother Jack had given me the opportunity to be here with you, and we just count it a privilege to be here, and we pray for you, pray for us. You know, we're not that far away, so come and visit us anytime. We would certainly appreciate that. Amen. Well, glory to God. Let's just bow our heads this morning for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you so much. Lord, we're thankful that you truly are the same yesterday and today and forever. You said, I am God and I change not. Lord, and it's in this hour that you have chosen out a little bride. Lord, and we know that it's a revelation to us. All the rest of the world, just like the little girl out west who had a revelation that who her husband was going to be. And I believe I spoke on it last time I was here. But Lord, it means so much to us because, oh God, we are that little lady. The rest of the world can look at us and laugh at us and say, oh, we dress a certain way. We do. We go to church on Sunday. We go to church on Friday. We go to church on Saturday. Our prophet taught us, oh God, whenever the doors are open, if we've got the Holy Ghost in our heart, we'll want to be there. Oh, God, and that's truly the case this morning. Lord, we want to come to church. Why? Because that life that you offered us, that more abundant life, dear God, is here. And our prophet taught us when we come to you under expectation that our God meets that expectation, oh God. Lord, and we just are under expectation. I myself, although I'm standing up here, Lord, I'm no different than anybody else. But Lord, I'm under expectation to see what Jesus Christ is going to do today, dear God. Lord, there's certain things I have in my heart that I have need of. And I just pray, dear God, Lord, that as your Holy Spirit's here while you're brooding over your people, dear God, just go to each and every one, dear God, and meet each and every single need and desire that your children would have on their hearts this morning, dear God. Lord, we love you. We just commit this service to you now and just, Heavenly Father, that you would just be in our midst, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just give you the preeminence. We worship and serve you now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I got to tell you, I was blessed by your song service this morning. I'm not going to sing anymore. You can. Amen. I was kind of back there thinking, you know, do you guys have like a CD or a tape or something like that? I thought, my, if it did that for me, what did it do to the one that you were singing to? Amen. If it did that for me, just a mortal man, the very one that spread forth his hands and took the nails, took your sin upon you, but now you're worshiping him and serving him and giving him glory and praise like you did this morning. I kind of thought to myself, friends, let's just take a rapture. Let's just go. Let's get out of here. I'm ready. Oh, I am ready. Certainly appreciate Brother Troy, who hosted us this morning, and Brother Solomon, the song service, and the musicians. I've been in churches. They don't have the blessings that you have. They don't have the talent and the gifts that, you know, sometimes we just take things like that for granted, but we just thank God for the talent and the worshipful spirit that they bring to you. Many times the psalmist David, you know, he would need encouragement from God, or even Saul and any of the other prophets when they need encouragement from God. There's healing in music, is that right? So they would just bring in some Holy Ghost filled godly music like we had this morning, and the Spirit of God would begin to brood amongst them. So we're certainly thankful for that. Amen. Let's just turn in our Bibles this morning to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 38, and then you can have your seats this morning. Luke chapter 1. Our subject matter this morning, by the grace of God, will be it unto me according to thy word. Be it unto me according to thy word. Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he, you know, as a man, it was a tough thing that he had to do. And he asked the Father there praying as his sweat became blood. He said, Father, let this cup be passed from me. Because he knew what manner of death, he knew what manner of suffering, he knew what he had to do. He says, Father, let this cup pass from me. But you'll notice the very next statement, he says, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. So Luke chapter 1, 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Friends, you have found favor with God in this hour. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no And that stretches all the way up to 2018. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month of with her, who was called barren. She was called barren. She wasn't barren. She was just called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Glory to God. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. May our Lord add his blessing. You can have your seats this morning. Amen. And I love her attitude there. She said, be it unto me according to thy word. Let's just turn for another passage of scripture to 2 Peter chapter 1. Everybody love the word of God this morning. 2 Peter chapter 1. We're going to read 3 through 12. According as his divine power hath given unto us things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him, that he hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that are in the world through lust. And beside these things, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. The present truth. You see, friends, all down through the ages, God had a truth. He had something that he wanted to give each and every age. Is that right? But friends, now we have a present truth. This is the Omega Church. The Alpha Church had it. For Christ was right there in that church. But all down through the church ages, a little bit was lost here. The palmer worm, the canker worm, all these things took the truth away from the church till the church actually became completely apostate, not even knowing anything about their God, even denying the very name that they're to be baptized in, and to take the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and replacing it with titles of the name Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Sisters, when you take that, yeah, I understand there's going to be a wedding here before long. When you take that man to be your lawfully wedded husband, you take his name. You take all that he is, all that he has. He freely gives it to you. He's opening up his bank account to you. He's opening up his home to you, his car, everything he has, he's opening up to you. Well, the God of glory is opening up everything that he has for you. He's opening his wallet, sickness, healing, whatever it may be that you need from your God, he says, I will give it to you. He never denies you anything. Why? Because you're his little bride. Oh, if you've ever been loved in your life, it's by your Jesus. But this present truth is the restoration of everything that was lost all down through the years. But now in this hour has been restored back to produce a bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. And she will be a word bride. not the word plus. Oh, there's no additives to it. There's nothing else to it. It's Christ, the Word, and the Word only in her. Amen. I'll read this one to you. The law and the prophets were until John, but since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. For it would be easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word cannot fail. Do we love the Lord Jesus this morning? Now in our opening scripture we read about a little girl named Mary. And you know, I believe with all of my heart that she was just an ordinary woman. Just an ordinary young girl. You know, Brother Branham said she was maybe between 16 and 18 years old. Maybe she didn't stand out to the rest of the world. Maybe she just seemed ordinary, just a good girl. For we know that she was highly favored of Almighty God. So she was a good girl. We understand that. But as far as fleshly attributes, we don't know that there was something extraordinary that she did. But she was highly favored of Almighty God. A teenager, between 16 and 18 years old, a teenager chosen by God to bear his son. Glory to God. You say, Brother Joel, can teenagers grasp this message? I say yes. Can teenagers have the Holy Ghost? I say yes. Can teenagers in Laodicea live the word of God? I say yes. You know why? Because it's not you doing it. It's you dying. It's you letting go and letting God live his life through you. Oh, so many say, I tried. I tried to do it, but I couldn't. Well, that's exactly right. That's a good start. You tried. Now you die. You come down to the altar. You die. You give it to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then let him live his life through you. So many of them try and fail. Oh, and then they give up and say, the message isn't true. It just couldn't do what it was supposed to do. The problem of it is they tried. I tried to give up drugs. I tried to give up the things of the world. I just couldn't give it up because the lust of the things of the world was too great in your life. We used to sing a song. This is all to Jesus I surrender. All to thee I freely give. I will ever love and trust you, in your service daily live. Friends, it don't say I surrender most. You know why sometimes prayers aren't answered? The psalmist David gives us the answer to that. Because you have iniquity in your heart. You haven't opened wide every door of your life. Let Jesus Christ come into every aspect of your life. You haven't let him into your computers and your smartphones. You haven't let him into your thoughts. You say, oh, I want the blessings of God, but I just cannot give up certain things. The Bible says, what would a man give in exchange for his soul? What out there has the power to give you true happiness? Oh, I just come back from Louisiana youth camp last Sunday. Brother Andrew Glover, powerful man of God, really appreciate him and his ministry, and my own pastor. Brother Danny Steeman had the services there, and you know, the climax to me was that Saturday night prayer line. You know why? Because everybody came under expectation, and I wondered if we'd even be here this weekend. I thought maybe the rapture would take place right then because the power of God and the anointing of God was so strong in that building that I just didn't know what God was going to do. But we do know that he has a bride that's going to take a rapture. He said, ye shall not all sleep, but ye shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Friends, that ought to do something to our heart to know that your God, creator of heaven and earth, would do that for you. But there I stood in the prayer line. And you know, you've seen the picture. This picture right here. Oh, I don't have it with me. Of the pillar of fire. The only supernatural picture ever taken. And I'm standing there laying hands on God's children and asking for his mercy and delivering power to come into their life. And I thought, you know, Lord Jesus, the same pillar of fire, the same Holy Ghost, the same Jesus Christ is right here as we're laying hands on 400 or 500 young people as they came through that line. And you know, there was a young man sitting there who was friends and some other minister brothers have been discouraging him, saying, just leave the message. It's not true. Just leave it and just come and just live a good denominational Christian life. And They told him not to come to this youth camp in Dry Creek, Louisiana. But friends, under the power of God, God began to deal with him, and he was sitting there in his seat during that prayer line. I don't even know who it was. I just heard the testimony. He said that he saw that same pillar of fire brooding over that pulpit, that altar where everybody was praying and receiving from Almighty God. He said that pillar of fire was there meeting the people's needs. And I didn't see it, but I definitely felt the effect of what God was doing for his people that day. He said that the pillar of fire was brooding over the people on that platform that day. It didn't stop there. It started to brood down and come down amongst the people and meet them according to their expectations. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Your God has not changed. He has not lost power. The only problem with it is it's our unbelief. The disciples prayed and asked for a child. Brother Branham said that it was a what disease was that? That threw him in the fire. I'm over 40. Was it? No, it was the one where he shook and it cast him into the fire. Anyhow, you know which one it was. You look at your neighbor and say, pray for Brother Joel. He's lost his mind. But that's okay. We found his this morning. Amen. Glory to God. But the fire, the devil cast him into the epilepsy, cast him into the fire. The disciples prayed for him and they couldn't cast him out. And Jesus came on the scene. Oh my, that devil of epilepsy had no power there. Jesus cast him out, and the disciples came to him and said, Jesus, why couldn't we do it? He says, it's because of your unbelief. Oh my. Now, I thought he was supposed to be a nice. Jesus loves everybody, Jesus, and don't want to step on toes and things like that. Sometimes the word of God steps on toes. But what is it doing? It's correcting you and getting you in line with God's word. Sometimes he just has to tell you that you're wrong. But in that correction, the Bible says he loves who he chastens. Oh, the chastening. I grew up, man. I know what it's like to be chastened. I know what it's like to take a couple trips around the block with the stick behind my back. I know what that's like. But you see, friends, it puts a value in you. It causes you to not want to do what you just did again. Amen. Mary, a teenager in her day. A teenager. Oh, man, teenagers in Laodicea just got a bad rap. No, they don't. I've had too many people tell me that, oh, they're kids. The kids are not even in control anymore. We just don't know what to do. I do. Get them to Jesus Christ. You get them under the anointing. You get them in church and have a worship service like we just had a couple moments ago. Wasn't that fun? You want to talk about fun? That was fun. I enjoyed myself hearing you sing. Like I said before, I can't sing, but I enjoy good Holy Ghost music. Amen. I was blessed by it myself. But can teenagers be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Can teenagers take a rapture? Yes, they can. Yes, they can. Why? Because Mary was predestinated before the foundation of the world to carry the gospel for her day. And I was listening to a sermon. Here I go again. Invisible Union, and our prophet was preaching. And he said that we have been given the merit, the wedding band of predestinated, unmerited grace. God gave you the wedding band of predestinated, unmerited grace. In other words, you didn't do anything to get it. God just says, you're mine. I'll give it to you. Brother Branham said he slipped the wedding band on your finger. Glory, hallelujah, before the foundation of the world. You may say, I come into this world sinful. I did not raise up in this message. I come with all kinds of baggage. But the wedding band of predestinated, unmerited grace was already on your finger. It was already there. The problem of it is, you just didn't know it. But one day, God, by revelation, revealed to you who you really are. Oh, you might have thought you knew who you were. You might have thought you knew what you're aspiring to be, what your ambitions were going to be. But God said, oh, no, you're mine. And you have been called, like Mary was, to bear the word of God for your day. Predestinated. Unmerited grace. Could Mary have doubted what the angel said? Oh, absolutely. She could have doubted it, but did she? We have no word that says, Mary says, man, what will my friends think? Man, I'm not even married yet, and now I'm going to be with child and this and that. What will Joseph think? Oh, my, what am I supposed to do now? Oh, let me think about this, Gabriel. Maybe I'll just sit here and ponder it for a little bit. No, she said, be it unto me according to thy word. She just believed what he said for her. Now he says this. Now there is a womb of the physical. There is a womb of the spirit. Do you believe that? Thank you, brother. There is a womb of the spirit. Do you believe that? There is a spiritual womb and a physical womb. And the mind is the womb of the spirit. Spoken word is the original seed. You might say, well, it was easy for Mary to believe. An angel came to her. Oh, my. An angel came to Mary. An angel Gabriel came from the presence of God. Who wouldn't believe an angel? But friends, listen to me now. It took just as much faith for her to believe that angel as it takes for you to believe the message of the hour. It takes just as much faith for you to believe who you are as it did for her to believe the angel. You say, but oh, an angel didn't speak to me. An angel absolutely did speak to you. You have 1,100 tapes. The Bible says, unto the angel of the church of Laodicea, write these things, and that he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. What the Spirit says wasn't a man. This is more than a man. Talking to my kids in devotions last night. Brother Perry Green gave his testimony at our church. He's gone on to glory now. But he said that he was in one of Brother Branham's meetings. Is this okay this morning? He said he was in Brother Branham's meetings one time when he was a young boy. Brother Branham says, now just bow your head and be reverent this morning. Praying for a little girl that was born without eyes in her eye sockets. Friends, that's not psychology. That's not telepathy. That's not even a devil. The devil can't even do that. He can pervert it, but he can't do that. So everybody bowed their head, but Brother Perry, just a young boy, he had his hands over his head like that, over his face like that. He said, but I still kind of left a little area so I could see what was going on. Brother Branham began to pray for that child. And he pronounced her well. And Brother Branham still had his hands on her head, a little head at that point in time. Brother Perry peeking through his fingers like this. He said he saw it look like a man had his finger on the inside of her eyelids. Circles began to circle round and round. God, right before them, was creating eyeballs in the sockets of a little child. Brother Branham looks down. He says, I'm so sorry, little sister. I forgot to ask you what color you wanted. Glory to God. He says, I forgot to ask you what color. Oh, and she opened up those sockets that were once empty. She now had eyes to see. Too many people that have walked away from this message. Oh, they read the things and, oh, how could this be? How could that be? But friends, the people that were there have testimonies of what your God did through Scripture. You say, Brother Joel, was that absolutely Scripture? It was. It was absolutely Scripture. God said, I will send you Elijah. I will. Oh, friends, Revelation chapter 10. A type of the bride, is that right? He was given a book, but it was an open book. It was not any sealed up. It was sealed up in Revelation chapter 5, but it was opened up. And when it was given to the bride, it was an open book. Well, friends, we are recipient of the open book. That's why eyes can be created in sockets. That's why lives of sin, drugs, and all these things can be completely abolished and taken out of somebody's life. Why? Because the book is alive and it's been given to you for deliverance. It's given to you so you have the power to take a rapture. I like the testimony of Brother Bill Dow, who's actually from my hometown of Lima, Ohio. Close friend of our prophet. 92, 93 years old, something like that. He was sitting in the meeting. Power of God come down. Convicted his heart. He wasn't a church man. He didn't hardly ever go to church. He's a very wealthy man. His wife died. I remember she was early 90s. The estate was worth about $36 million when his wife passed away. Very, very wealthy man. So he didn't have much need for God. But through the preaching of the word, he recognized his need. Brother Brandon said that light flashed across his life. And he said, I want to go down into the water. I want to be baptized and take the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for my very own. And you know, friends, he's the same yesterday and today and forever. We experienced in our own church. I'll give you a little testimony now. I told you what he did then. I'll tell you what he did just a few months ago, if that's all right. A young man in our church is in school. I forget what he's going for, engineering or something of the sort. Begin to talk to the little girl across the aisle from him. She says, what do you believe? He says, well, I'm glad you asked. Let me tell you some testimonies. He began to witness to her, talk to her. She came to church a couple of times. He comes up to me after one of the services. He says, Brother Joel, she wants to be baptized. I'm like, well, praise the Lord. That's good. He goes, Brother Joel, she wants to be baptized right now. I said, well, the baptismal pool's not full yet. I mean, you know, we have, it's just behind the, you've been there. I said, well, it's not there. So I went to the pastor, and he says, yeah, just set it up for Sunday, and we'll baptize after the Sunday service. She says, that's not good enough. I'll wait for you to fill it. I said, it takes 45 minutes. She says, I don't care. I want to take his name right now. I don't want to go to sleep tonight until I've been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For his promise was unto me that I would repent and be baptized in his name, that I would receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And she said, I want that Holy Ghost now. I don't want to wait till Sunday. I need it now. So it just come across me. We got a big old muddy pond in front of our church. And that was full. And I told Brother Dan, he says, well, we'll have to take about 45 minutes to an hour to fill. She says, I'll wait. Bear in mind, this is a Wednesday night. Wednesday night. It wasn't Sunday at noon. It was 9:30 in the dark on a Wednesday night. I told Brother Dan in his ear, I said, we got the pond right here. He said, well, who could we get to baptize? I said, man, I'll do it. I'll do it. Oh, man, I love seeing our devil, not our devil, but the devil get a black eye. I love that. I said, man, I'll go down there in my church clothes, kick my church shoes off, walked out there in that cold mud. We baptized that sister in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The saints of God began to sing. We went down into the water. What they did is they turned all the cars around and shined the lights down in the water so we could see what we're doing. They even told her there might be an alligator out there. We've seen him before. She said, I don't care. If he brought me this far, he'll sustain me there. Hallelujah. And that's what God did just a few months ago. And he's the same yesterday and today and forever. Parents, if you've got children out there that haven't received the message, they haven't received Jesus Christ like they should, just hold on. Just keep holding on. Hold your profession before Almighty God. When the children of Israel left the land of bondage, they didn't have to leave a hoof behind. When you leave and go in your rapture, you don't have to leave a child behind. You don't have to leave one loved one behind. You claim those children in the name of Jesus Christ. And if they're not applying the token to their life, you apply it for them. Brother Branham says, I have no apology for this remark that I'm fixing to make. I believe that God can prove that the right mental attitude toward any divine promises of God will bring it to pass. Yes, sir. The right mental attitude. But you've got to have the right mental attitude. That's what brings the results. You say, yes, I believe that. But I don't know. That's not the right attitude. The right attitude is to receive it and say, thus saith the Lord, then it's right. Thus saith the Lord. What he's saying here? Take him in his word and don't doubt it. And this is a quote that just means so much to me. The mental attitude you take toward it will bring. Now, the mind won't do it. What? You just said the right mental attitude toward the promise of God will bring it to pass. He says, but now, the mind won't do it. But if you give that attitude towards something that's got life in it, then that life comes down. And does it. You see, it's not you trying. It's not you trying and failing and not getting knocked down and getting back up. Like I gave my testimony here before, raising this message. Spared a lot of things. But music gripped my life. And friends, I can't tell you how many times I quit listening to rock and roll and country music and all these things. You start with rock and roll, you end up in rap, and then you say, well, country music's a little bit easier to listen to, so I'll listen to that. And then where do you go? Well, that isn't right, so I go to Christian country music. I go to Christian rock and roll. Friends, there ain't no such thing, because the anointing behind the thing is from the pit of hell. What we heard this morning was good Holy Ghost-filled music. And if you don't have some Holy Ghost-filled music like you heard this morning, you talk to Brother Solomon or Brother Troy or somebody like that, and they'll get you some good music to listen to, something that honors and glorifies your God. But you give that attitude towards something that's got life in it, then the life comes down and does it. Not your mental attitude. That only brings you in the presence of Him. Your attitude only brings you in the presence of Him. That's what you do. Your mind, the five senses is all right as long as they don't deny God. But when they go to denying God, then you leave them alone. The Bible says, lay not unto your own understanding. Talking to Brother Troy in the office this morning. Just one word. According to her understanding, things of the world look pretty good. But because of one word, the word not. My son and I, my traveling buddy here, come here this morning, and I forget how many wrecks and things we saw just on Route 70 early on a Sunday morning, where, you know, most people should have been just getting ready for church. But ambulances coming down the road, car wrecks, things are happening, people in turmoil and pain because of one word. One word. But if you take the whole word of God, then there's a huge blessing. If you take the whole word of God, not deluded by some man's, I think. You know, one of the greatest men I ever met, I hope this is okay this morning, one of the greatest men I ever met was my father-in-law, Brother John Steeman. Some of you maybe remember him. He passed away just a couple of years ago. But I would go to him, you know, as a young deacon, and I wasn't ministering yet. I was running from that. But I would go to him many times and say, well, what about this? What does the Bible say about this? Or what does this mean? And you know one thing I admired about him? Sometimes he just said, I don't know. I've wondered myself. And your prophet did that very thing sometimes in questions and answers. But I never, ever heard him say, I think. I think. If you don't know, just say you don't know. There's no shame in that. There's no shame in not knowing. Just place it before your God. And if you have a question, just place it there in your mind. And then one day, He will give you the revelation of that thing, whatever it may be. You just place it there and say, God, it might be a year. You say, I can't wait a year. Abraham waited 25 for his promise, and we can't wait a few minutes. Like one time a minister said, this is the age of the microwave. When I grew up, yeah, they were out there. They were real expensive. Yeah, I'm dating myself. I'm 42 years old. I remember we got one. Man, it was about as wide as that pulpit. Had a little bitty door in it. You put a little thing of popcorn in it. We got it at a garage sale. That's okay. But today, we want everything instant. I want it now. You know, they say that movies and television and things like that, they change the picture every 3 seconds so you don't lose interest in it. Every 3 seconds, our mind has to be entertained. Sometimes I just saw it on Brother Jack's wall a moment ago. It says, be still and know that I am God. Just meditate on Him for a little while and let Him come down. Let His presence come down. You know, Brother Branham said, you want victories? Just get into your prayer closet. Just begin to pray and seek Him. Just wait till the house is all clear. Wherever you go to pray, some of you may have a nice little place where you can go for a walk and just commune with Almighty God. Tell Him how much you love Him. Put your petitions before Him. But then just get quiet, Brother Branham said. Just get quiet and let Him speak to you. But you know, friend, sometimes it takes a little while. He may not answer you instantly, but He said, I will answer. Didn't Daniel pray one time? It took 21 days to get his answer because the spirit of the prince of Persia withstood the angel that had his answer. Of course, Michael the archangel, Christ came down and assisted that angel, and then that answer was able to get to. So just know your answer's on the way, but it don't always happen just the way that you wanted it to. Amen. So many people have just walked away from this truth. walked away and says, I can't believe it. All those preachers just don't have a clue about the real world. I mean, he's old and this and that, and he don't know where I've been and what's going on. Well, let me say this. We do have a clue about the real world. Many of us came from there. We've definitely seen it. But I'm here to tell you this morning about the real world, and that's the Word of God. We read it this morning. Heaven and earth are going to pass away, but His Word cannot fail. You say that's not the real world. That is the real world. That's the only thing that is real. That's the only thing that can get you out of this world and into the next. You see, it's not based on your thoughts, your emotion, or even how you feel. Oh, I feel so bad. But the Word of God is still true. You see, friends, oftentimes we feel good, and I remember in the Penn Harris meetings, jumping and shouting and having a good old time. But you know, friends, that did not have the power to keep us once we left from that building. It's the power of God in your life. You say, Brother Joy, are you against emotion? Absolutely not. I believe that the power of God brings on emotion, but it's not necessarily the jumping, the screaming, the shouting, and the praising and things like that that brings down the power of God. It's the preaching of the Word that brings down the power of God. The singing just prepares your heart to receive what He has for you. I was in too many meetings when they said, oh, I can't preach now. I thought, then what did we come here for anyhow? I could have stayed home and watched a video of singing. I could have stayed home and had this much. I want the Word. You say, well, you're a preacher. I was 12 years old when that came to me. Just a little boy. Not even converted yet. Remember the man standing behind the pulpit? I feel sorry for you if you can't dance now. Well, yeah, we did. But the power of God is what should bring that on. Through the preaching of the Word. We've seen so many miracles. We've seen so many things happen just while the people are in their position, sitting under the sound of the gospel. We had a brother in our church. His ears were healed, completely healed. He was deaf or going to know his eyes. I'm sorry. It was his eyes. He was having a hard time seeing. A young man, 56 years old. Very young. Under the sound of the gospel, God opened his eyes. We had another man, he's exact my age, 2 weeks younger than I am, he's 42 years old, sitting there under the sound of the gospel when Jesus Christ, His Word was being preached. This man has all kinds of back problems. He comes in like a little old man. He had a pretty heavy job he carries. He's a salesman for Benjamin Moore Paint up at our local church. And he carries them 5-gallon buckets all day long. Probably weighs 70 pounds a piece, I suppose, I don't know. He carries them out to people's trucks. And now, this 42-year-old man with 10 children, he's walking around like this. And, you know, he's our song leader. And he came down off the steps like this and walked back to his seat and suffered for several months. But, you know, one day, the power of God came down, strengthened that back, put them bulge discs back where God created him to be. Now he doesn't crawl into church anymore. He is healed. He went to the physical therapist. He ran 3 miles the next day. The day before that, he couldn't walk. They said, are you going to stop? Before, he couldn't hardly move. The next day, he says, Jesus Christ, heal me. Want to see me jump? I'll do it again. I'm healed. And I'm never, ever going back where I was. I'm never going back. When Jesus Christ saves you from sin, you're never going back to where you were. Hold your testimony. So many people in Brother Branham's meetings were healed, but they didn't hold the testimony. They begin to doubt. Well, maybe I didn't get healed. Maybe it didn't happen. Maybe it was just a guess. 100% of the time for 33 years? Oh, come on. Devil, I thought you were smarter than that. And then when they begin to doubt, yeah, the devil had an open door at that point. And he could bring the cancer, blindness, whatever it would be, back on the person. Don't doubt. All the time he said, just believe. Don't doubt. God honors his word. And he anoints the minister to give you what you need. You see, friends, I don't know. Brother Jack just sent me a text and says, could you be here Sunday morning? And he said, God bless you, brother. And Brother Troy, if you have any questions, just contact my brother. I said, okay. Brother Jack didn't tell me what you're dealing with. He didn't tell me your struggles. But Jesus knows. Jesus, the pillar of fire that was not relegated to January 1950, that was not relegated to Dry Creek, Louisiana, 1 week ago. I believe with all of my heart that you brought him here with you today. And he's a dissolver of doubts. He's a dissolver of fear. He's a dissolver of sickness. He's a dissolver of sin. So many times I've talked with people and dealt with them and their problems. They'll call me on Monday or Tuesday. And we'll pray and we'll go over some scriptures and things like that. And Wednesday night, it might be a visiting minister, Brother Jewel Forney, or somebody like that, just come and really bring down the power of God. But, well, something came up. They needed to get peanut butter, or they just needed to go shopping, or whatever it was. Just some little piddly, oh, that's a sniffle. Oh, I better not go. Oh, I don't want to make anybody sick next to me. I tell you what, don't. But you know what? Many times, that ministering brother that did not know what their problem was preaches his entire sermon on the deliverance that they needed. But for whatever piddly little excuse, oh, well, I thought I was about to come down with something. I thought I was about to come down with something. Well, what faith? Where is your faith? Where is your faith? I feel like I'm about to get sick. Well, I feel like I'm about to be healed. I feel like somebody's about to be saved. I feel like somebody is about to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Let that be your profession. The Bible says he's the high priest of your profession. What you confessed, he's the high priest of. Amen. You haven't any business out on the field unless you are filled with the Holy Ghost and preaching the true gospel and demonstration of the power of Holy Ghost. He says, if you're not seeing the results that Jesus said you would see, it's because you're not preaching the true gospel. You see, false doctrine binds. And we see it all around the message. Oh, you must belong to this group, and we just believe so-and-so and this and that, and we don't let the fivefold ministry into our church. Oh, we're just going to sit home and listen to tapes. Hello? Hello? We're just going to sit home and listen to it. But if you listen to those tapes, what did he say? What did he say? It doesn't coincide with anything that these people are doing. Questions and answers on the seals. They asked him, will the bride have a ministry before the rapture? He says, that's what's going on now. That's what's going on now. He said, God choose a man to preach the gospel. He could have chose the moon. He could have chose the stars. He could have chose anything. But he chose a man to bring you the good news. He chose a man to preach Jesus Christ to you. Oh, and I like this part. He says it wasn't a mechanical device or something like that. God chose a man. So young man, whoever you may be, if God is calling you, if God is dealing with you, go. Go. Your confession should be, here I am. Send me. Oh, I believe it was Hudson Taylor one time. Great missionary to China. Young Chinese boy got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the power of God, and the joy was deep down inside him. He says, Mr. Taylor, what must I do? Should I go get an education so I can take this joy to the rest of the world? Hudson Taylor told him, you go while the candle's lit. Don't go out while the candle's half lit. He said, the little boy says, I don't know what to tell him. What do I say? Hudson Taylor says, you just go tell them how the candle got lit. That's right. You go tell them how the candle got lit. You go tell people about Spirit and Life Tabernacle. You go tell them about the power of God that comes down in these meetings. You go tell them about the deliverance that Jesus Christ administers to his people in this day. And that he truly is yesterday, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I have no idea what time I started, Brother Troy. We'll try to wind this up quickly. If you would, please just turn in your Bibles to Galatians chapter 8. Galatians chapter 4. There is no Galatians chapter 8. You say, God, help Brother Joel to know his Bible. Everybody love the Lord Jesus this morning. Amen. Like your pastor always says, let's have church. We've come to have church. Amen. Glory to God. Certainly appreciate Brother Jack and all that he's doing for the bride. Not just here in West Palm Beach, but around the world. How God is just sending him around. And maybe you say, well, why would Brother Jack have to go to Africa? Why would he have to go to Johnson City or Ohio? Why would he have to go there? Because God ordained him and his ministry, maybe just to reach one. And that one soul is worth 10,000 worlds to your God. And God predestinated him to go. That's why if God's telling you to go, go. It's just that simple. Well, I don't know. Don't let doubt come into your mind. Go. If he calls you to go, then he'll meet you when you get there. Galatians chapter 4, verse 8. And you know, friends, that had nothing to do with my notes. But I believe that God is speaking to somebody this morning. Galatians chapter 4, verse 8. Howbeit then, when you knew not God, you did service unto them which by nature are no gods. But now after that you have known God, or rather known of God. How turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements whereunto you desire to be in bondage? Ye observe days and months and times and years, and I am afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as ye. Ye have not injured me at all. You know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at first. And my temptation which was in my flesh ye despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Where is then the blessedness ye spake of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me. And I am therefore become, am I, now listen to this verse, verse 16, I love it. Am I therefore become your enemy? Because I tell you the truth. My. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Preach against sin? They zealously affect you, but not well. Yea, they would exclude you that you might not affect me. But it's good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. So you can praise him anytime, and you should praise him everywhere you go. But I like verse 19 is where I draw this thought for this sermon right here. He says, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. My little children, to whom I travail in birth until Christ, the Word, be formed in you. Oh, could that happen in the Ephesian church age? It did. Can it happen in Laodicea? It did. It is. It still has the power to change lives today. Amen. Back a chapter in verse 1, Galatians 3. He says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth and crucified among you. They were witnesses. It happened in their very day. But friends, our prophet said that they're crucifying him again. Don't you love the word in its perfectness? Is perfectness a word? Is there an English major here? Please forgive me. But don't you love the word in its perfectness? I think we can say that. Perfectness. Moses smote the rock how many times? Twice. He was judged for it. He wasn't supposed to do that. But the perfectness of God, Jesus Christ was slain 2,000 years ago. But today our prophet comes around and picks up that same verse. We understand that the rock that followed them in the wilderness was Christ, and he was smitten there. He was smitten twice. He said that this day they've crucified Jesus Christ again afresh. The perfectness of the word. They've crucified him again with their denominations. They've crucified him again by denying his word. They've crucified him again by adding to. You see, friends, there's no such thing as being baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. He said you must be baptized in the name singular. The name singular of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, so many people divide their Bible in half and say, I'll take the red letters over the rest of it. I'll take what Jesus said over Peter. But what they don't recognize is Peter had a revelation of Matthew 28:19 when he said, repent of your sin and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Jesus, when he left, he said, I will be with you. I will be with you. I will be in you until the end of the world, when his seal comes upon you, according to Ephesians 4:30, you are sealed until the day of your redemption. There is nothing can take that seal off of your life. And there's no fear in that then. Oh, fear comes and paralyzes believers, paralyzes people. Oh, what if I don't get it? What if I'm not forgiven? What if I'm not good enough? Oh, and they walk around beat down. No, you're a child of the King. You remember Brother Branham told the story of the young man on the plantation. He walked out with his chest out, a little bit different. They said, do you feed him different? He says, no, no. He's just one of the servants. No. Why does he act different? He says, I wonder so myself. And I found out in his motherland, he's the son of a king. And although an alien in his country, he's away from his kindred, he's away from his family, he still conducts himself as a child of a king. Well, friends, you are children of a king. You're pilgrims and strangers in this world. You look different. You walk different. You talk different. You do different things than the rest of the world. But you walk forward with your chest out, your head held high, because you're a child of not a king, but you're a child of the King. And his royal blood flows through your veins. Oh, friends, that's something to rejoice about. We see the world getting worse and worse and worse and worse all the time. I just heard in my home state of Ohio, in the Ohio Supreme Court, it's up for debate right now whether they can put the child's gender on their birth certificate when they're born. Such profanity, such filth, such nonsense. Growing up, I never in a million years thought something like, when I was in school, we still prayed. It was against the law, but we still did it. I still had a teacher that had enough God about her that we still prayed for our food. What's it like 30 years later? You don't even give them just some name, tree or apple or something like that that's completely gender neutral. You're laughing because it's funny. It's ridiculous. But they think that's real, and they're paying millions of dollars to debate whether it's okay to put M or F on a birth certificate. As it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. If you don't see Jesus Christ, say, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you high and lifted up. Apostle Paul says, my little children, to whom I travail in birth, to Christ be formed in you. You see, it's the minister's labor of love to preach the word and to keep the church in line. And so Brother Branham told the vision that he saw of the bride. And she was marching to the beat of the gospel. There was one being led by a witch. There was one listening to rock and roll music. But it wasn't the one. Not the sainted little lady with her hair flowing down her back, dressed in godly attire, not trying to look like the world, not being influenced by the things of the world. But she was walking to the beat of onward. Christian soldiers marching unto war with the cross of Jesus going on before. He said, then I saw the Asian church. Oh, such filth. Then I saw the American church. And he said, listening to rock and roll music. And I thought to myself, my, maybe it was the influence of the rock and roll on the Christian music of the day. But just recently, some of the brothers in our church have been invited to a prayer meeting at one of the mega churches of Sarasota. And when they got there, when they opened the door to get out, it wasn't Christian rock and roll music playing. It was just plain old Led Zeppelin. It was just straight up music from the pit of hell. You say, well, the rest of you, we've got to do something to draw the masses in. Friends, we're not here for the masses. He's a gleaner. He picks that one. He says, that one's mine. That one's mine. That one's mine. He picked you out of all of West Palm Beach. Think about how special you are. Out of all the people, I don't know how many people live in this city. He said, but you're mine. You're predestinated to emulate me. Under every prophet's message, Israel got a birth pain because that these prophets would come on the scene after the theologian and the clergyman have the church in all organized form. And when the prophets come on the scene with thus saith the Lord, they shook them churches, and she had a birth pain. Finally, she had birth pains plumb on up into the delivered son of the gospel, which was the word itself made flesh. So the church really in birth pains tonight again for the deliverance of the Son of God. The Son of God to come again. All the theologians and all the systems and all the other denominations had rotted right out from under us. So we see a birth pain, and the message from God always throws the church into heavier pain. But after a while, she's going to be delivered of a bride. The church is delivered of a bride. He said, come out of her, my people. That'll bring forth Jesus Christ to his bride. Glory, the message of the hour, revealed Jesus Christ to you. And in doing so, where were you at the cross? Have you ever thought about that? You were in him. What come forth from his body that day? Blood, water, and spirit. What are you made of? Blood, water, and spirit. At every birth, what comes forth? Water, blood, and then a spirit. Like our brother just told me just a few moments ago. He said, with every birth, it's a mess. Every birth is a mess. So that day at Calvary, Jesus Christ was slain. It looked to the rest of the world like he could never come back. He was beaten. He was bruised. He was torn to pieces. Of course, no bone of his body was broken according to the prophecy of the word. But in a grave that day. But what come forth from that day? You. In Laodicea, in 2018, he was bringing forth a bride that he could live in. That's the reason we can make the statement today that the message is alive. The word of God is alive. Why? Because it's living in you. It's changing you and molding you and making you into the image of Almighty God. That's why I say, friends, it's not you trying. It's not you running. It's not him that willeth nor him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. It's God. Then directly I heard a real sweet music come again, and here come that same little bride coming by again. And he said, this is what comes out though. And when she walked by, she's exactly like the ones who was in the first place, walking to the step of the music of God's word, marching on by. And when I saw it, I stood there with both hands up crying like that. He said, when he come to, he was standing out there saying, because, you know, she was, a couple of them toward the back of that line started looking at the worldly church. And I don't know what she was thinking, but she was looking at that. Maybe there was just a little attraction to that. Well, maybe that's a friend of mine. They used to be in this line going up, but now they're in that line going down, and maybe I'll straddle the line. Don't straddle the line, friends. You can't do it. But he said some kind of got distracted and began to look at that other church that was worldly and dancing and doing immoral things of the world. Oh, there's a dance. It's all right. But it's a godly Holy Ghost dance. It's when the power of God comes down upon you, and then you will dance. But you don't have to do these worldly twitches and things that they're doing in the world to draw attention to themselves. When you dance, you're drawing the attention of the Father. Amen. Do you believe Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever? You see, the Bible says it's through the foolishness of preaching that men's souls are saved. Like I told you before, I'm closing. I don't know who has the Holy Ghost and who don't. But Jesus Christ is here this morning. If you don't have it in your life, if you need healing, whatever you have need of, Jesus Christ is here to answer your need. He said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He is the He was it with the in-between. Is that right? He's here in his fullness today. Whatever you have need of, when he speaks to you through his word, the bride's response will be it unto me according to thy word. Be it unto me according to thy word. It may bring reproach. It may bring things upon you that you just not wanting to do. But your response will be it unto me. If the musicians would come forth this morning, be it unto me. The little girl's response to the word for her day. Let's just bow our heads. Gracious Heavenly Father, while you're here, while you're moving amongst your people, Lord, we know that where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Lord, and without a shadow of a doubt, you are here this morning because you have said that you would be. So, Heavenly Father, we know without a shadow of a doubt that as our prophet had a dream one day that your children were bound in a cave in big heavy bars, have them held up, bound up. And they said, Brother Branham, deliver us. He said, I can't do it. I just physically can't do it. And then you appeared to him and he said, deliver those people. He looked back at them and he said, in the name of Jesus Christ, house of hell, give way. Oh, glory to God, Lord Jesus. And he said that there was great popping and creaking as those doors had to give way to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So our prayer is this morning, whatever fear, whatever problem, whatever would be binding a little one of your eagles this morning, dear God, we pray now in the name of Jesus Christ, house of hell, give way to the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I just pray, dear God, for that little one, that little sheep, whoever it would be. Lord, that your Holy Spirit would just go out to them. Your word says that you left the 99 and went after the one. Oh, God, and the consolation is the 99 were in the fold. She was in a place where she could never be heard or nothing could ever get to her again. But you went after that little one. And I thank you so much, dear God, that one day, back in 1995, I was that little one. And you reached down your hand to me, dear God. Lord, and we're so thankful for that. And the same Jesus Christ, the same power of God is here today to reach out to whoever may need it. I just pray now in the name of Jesus Christ that your Holy Spirit would just be here, just brood over each one, answer questions, dissolve doubts, heal the sick, and fill with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. And wherever your children may go, I pray, Lord, that they would be testimonies and examples that there is a Jesus Christ, that you're still healing, Lord, and that you're still empowering a people to live your word. Sweet Jesus, we love you now. Lord, we just commit each and every one now to the never-failing hands of Jesus Christ. And Lord, just be with the laity here. Lord, the deacons, the trustees, Lord, and the pastor of this little church, we just ask, Lord, that you would just be with and bless each and every one, Father. We commit ourselves to you now. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Let's just sing that song, that I Surrender All. Oh, I surrender all. Oh, I surrender all. Blessed Savior, I surrender. Amen. Just sing it with all your heart. Oh, I surrender all. Hallelujah. Oh, I surrender. To thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Amen. That's where it starts. You surrendering. Like Brother Jack sings a song, just let go and let God. Amen. Brother Solomon. Oh, I surrender all. Oh, I. Blessed Savior, I
Let's sing it one more time. Oh, I surrender all to you, Jesus. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. There's nothing better than knowing Jesus. He gets sweeter as the days go by. You ought to know Him. Get to know Him. Right now, today, just come. There's nothing better known than knowing Jesus. He gets sweeter. He gets sweeter as the day go by. Say, you want to know. Get to know Him right now, today, yeah. Right now, today, just come, come on, come on, come on, say, come on, y'all, right. Just come, come on, come on, come on, say it. Come on, right now, say it. There's nothing better, there's nothing better. To know Him, get to know Him right now, today, just come, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, one more time. Come on, come on, come on, say. Come on, come on, yeah. Oh, right now, today, just right now, today, say. But today, right now, today, just come. Praise the Lord. Let's sing one more before we go. in favor. I've been changed, say.
I am never going
think that you would come down and take on flesh, to take on the penalty of sin, that we who were sinful might be made your very righteousness, Lord. How could we go back to a sinful condition of unbelief? Lord, we believe you. All that you said that we are, you made a way for us to be sons and daughters of the King. Lord, you brought the revelation to each one of us, Lord, that we're not just a sinner, Lord. We're sinners saved by grace. It was your grace that paved the way for us back to the kingdom. And Father, as our brother spoke of the one, Lord God, who was the son of a king and conducted himself as such, Lord, may we do so likewise, Lord. Walking in your very righteousness, Lord, imparting eternal life, Lord, to sinners. May we reflect your life here upon the earth. Live yourself, your life through us, Lord. We surrender this day. Father, we ask your blessings upon Brother Joel, Lord. We ask that you grant traveling mercies to both he and his sons, Lord, his son, Lord. And for your people, oh God, the ones who are blessed and highly favored before you, Lord, that you would come and pay such a price that we might live by your grace. Lord, you have ordered our steps in your word, Lord, and may we walk in those steps, Lord, and bless your name as we go, for we go in the name of Jesus Christ. As we leave this place, but not your presence, Lord God, abide with us and have your way in our lives, for we commit ourselves to you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. God bless you, saints. You may have your seats, and our brethren will come and dismiss you at this time.